Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Six. Ooh, yeah. Te busqué y te encontré en los cielos del mar. Sonando las campanas que nos atraen más y más.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and that was a little bit of music from the East LA band Upground. We were trying to play that for you because there's a whole series of Latin rockers, rappers, managers, and bookers collecting, gathering here in town today for the start of the Latin Alternative Music Conference, the LAMC. And we figured it'd be nice to be able to give you some idea of some of the sounds that will be in the air at the conference. And no, MySpace and iTunes just won't do it for you. So to tell us where to go to find the hot sites for Latin alternative music, we've invited back to the program music writer Carolina Gonzalez, co-author of Nueva York, The Complete Guide to Latino Life in the Five Boroughs. Carolina, welcome back.
Hey, John. Nice to talk to you again.
So MySpace does have a Spanish language site. iTunes has beefed up Latin music. So why does Latin alternative music need its own sites?
Well, I mean, both. I mean, the iTunes is very much dominated. The stuff that you're going to see there is very much dominated by, you know, whatever is available in major labels. And with MySpace, I mean, I don't know about you, John, but I always have a really hard time kind of sorting my way through all these bands. And you're kind of dependent on whether the band can put up a decent site for itself or not.
Yeah. So maybe we should define our terms here. When we're talking about alternative Latin music, is it just anything that's not on a major label, or is there a kind of a stylistic thing at work here?
Well, I mean, I would say it's a little bit from column A and a little bit from column B, because anybody who isn't like super commercial, you know, somebody that you might consider kind of like indie, somebody who was one of these smaller labels, for example, in Latin America, I would consider alternative. But generally speaking, I think, you know, we're kind of talking about a lot of the rock bands, which still don't make it on Spanish language radio here in the U.S., hip-hop, or, you know, like a lot of the electronica people that are out there right now.
So if MySpace, you know, is just too hard to navigate through, to sort through, to get to this stuff, where do you go?
Well, I happen to really like Batanga.com, which started out a couple of years ago as a site that was kind of like a combination of online music magazine and online radio. They have 22 different, you know, genre-based stations, quote-unquote. So you can, you can listen to mariachi if that's what you like. You can listen to flamenco, alternative rock and classic rock. There's a distinction between the two. Dance remix, you know, and so on and so forth. So if you're already kind of interested in a particular genre of music, you can tune into their station and listen to it, and then it allows you to just kind of click on for you to buy it and find it. And it has a little bit of a social networking aspect to it, too.
So this is Batanga.com, and there's a link on the Soundcheck page of our website. And if you wanted to hear bands like Upground, we made an abortive attempt at listening to them a moment ago. And maybe we can try again now, but that's a place where you could go to hear it. East L.A., the band Upground. The song is Oye Chica, and sung in Spanish, but also English lyrics, too, What about, Carolina Gonzalez, what about these websites that that you're talking about? Are they Spanish language only? Or
They usually have, you know, both versions, but when you actually look at the kinds of things that people write in, it's pretty Spanglishized. I mean, whether people are writing in from the U.S. or from Latin America, I think one of the things that you see with younger people is that Latinos, whether they live here or they live in Latin America, are very much at the street level, if you want to call it that, speaking much more of a common language.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Batanga.com. There are a couple of other sites that
right.
seem to be very much a part of this alternative Latin scene.
Well, ElHood.com I actually find pretty interesting because, I mean, it's a little bit like a Reese's peanut butter cup. It's like, you know, you got your chocolate and my peanut butter, you got your peanut butter and my chocolate. So it's got, you know, it splits the social networking stuff and the, you know, music purchasing stuff pretty evenly. And one of the things that I really like about it is that they don't really seem to favor one genre over the other. With the more mainstream sites, you know, and one of the ones that I sort of like, that's quepasa.com. One of the things that I don't like about it is that it really focuses on rock, pop, and hip hop, and that's it. You know, it doesn't really kind of, mix in every single genre. And somebody like Upground, I think, would really get lost either in the mainstream sites or in somewhere like quepasa. I mean, are they hip hop? Are they pop? I mean, what are they?
Well, now you mentioned that something like ElHood.com has this mix of social networking and the ability to buy music. Latin music is still quite small in terms of volume of digital sales. Can these sites change that?
Well, I think the problem is that the figures that are out there, floating out there for sales, I don't find them very accurate just at an anecdotal level. And I think that there's a huge difference between, you know, older people like me who still go to a lot of record stores and anybody who's under 35 who, you know, doesn't even bother with the record store anymore. And I think that goes across class and, you know, language and race a lot more than, you know, a lot more than it used to.
So if that market is if we've been given a sort of oddly skewed vision of that market, what about, you know, the way iTunes and MySpace see the Latin audience? Are they likely to adapt to try and lure those viewers in?
Well, I mean, iTunes has been doing well, but, you know, iTunes has limitations whether you're looking for Latin music or you're looking for anything else. I mean, if you remember, you know, now Universal is saying that they're going to grant them music on a, you know, I forget what they called the basis, but basically that they could pull out anything out. And there's a lot of things that you can't get on iTunes. There's a lot of bands that I'm always looking for that I can't get on iTunes. So, you know, they're adapting, but I think some of these sites, because they make space for what user-generated content,
yeah,
are, you know, they're a little bit looser and faster and freer in,
well,
that way.
And we have links to three of them on the Soundcheck page of our website. We've been speaking with Carolina Gonzalez, co-author of Nueva York, The Complete Guide to Latino Life in the Five Boroughs. Carolina, thanks again.
Stay cool, John.
Tomorrow, the media is all about honoring the Summer of Love, but it was the summer of 1997 that marked the beginning of the end of the music business as we know it. Journalist David Brown will explain why the industry went downhill from there. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatau, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help from Josh Heilbrunner. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck.